it,
and it's wed. Well, I think that's just about what that's supposed to be.
I think so. Hello, Princess Cecilia.
Oh, hello, Jessica. You're flipping the script on me today.
I thought I would just flip the script on you.
Usually you wait passively with your juice box for me to greet you.
Well, you know what? I've been waiting very patiently for a couple of days now for you to arrive at school. And so I just hit the ground running. I'm sorry. I jumped the gun. I had to just say hello because I missed you so much.
I really miss you too, Jessica. It's fine. I understand. I was absent from school for a little bit.
Yeah.
I was absent from school for a little bit. Greetings, listeners. Thank you for joining us on our podcast today. Princess Cecilia's Magic Castle. I've been out from school a little bit under the weather, but I'm back. Ready to take on whatever life's gonna throw at me with a renewed health, mindset, mentality, and emotional state.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I watched a lot of Dr. Phil while I was sick.
What happened?
Yes, I'm feeling much better.
I sensed there was a general different and like a change in you, like even more so from before. Like you already knew a lot of things, but mm-hmm. I feel like you're even more enlightened somehow.
I'm looking at things totally different.
Wow,
looking at things totally different.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm looking at things pretty the same. It's been, you know, pretty the same as Thomas Jefferson Elementary.
I got a hear on what I missed, though, like, in my classes, and also just, like, word on the street, and what's going on with the kids, and word on the street.
Well, yeah, I guess some stuff that happened when you weren't there.
Oh, my gosh.
Overall, pretty much standard stuff, you know, crazy things. There was a almost paint fight in our class. It almost happened. Yeah, I have to report.
Give me the details. This is an interesting situation because both me and the listeners are in the dark.
All right, so listen, we were doing arts and crafts for a little while, and then
kind of arts and crafts?
We were doing a special project. Miss Peters was teaching us how to draw with salt.
How to draw with salt?
Yes, it was a crazy experiment.
Like salt, like what you put on your food?
Yes, like the little white flakes,
little granules,
yeah,
little grains.
You could draw with that. And
how do you draw with that?
Oh, I have to show you. There's so much you missed.
Oh man!
But that's not even the part of the story.
Okay, part
of the story is that at the end. We had a couple of minutes left, and Miss Peel was like, "Oh, let's do some freeform painting," and a couple of us were, you know, just doing our thing, and then some of us got a little crazy with the freeform, and they were just mixing their paint a little too crazy.
That makes it turn all brown.
Well, yeah, if you mix all the colors together.
If you keep mixing the paint, it turns brown.
Everything makes bronze, but this was not just mixing every color together crazy. This was just when we mix one color and another one and then crazily take my paintbrush and throw it back and forth and splatter paint everywhere.
What?
Oh, yeah, it happened. And I'm not going to say a certain someone whose name will remain nameless.
Their name will remain nameless. Well, then if their name's nameless, okay, if somebody right,
so
named
we'll
nameless.
So we'll just say, like, we'll pretend their name rhymes with, like, Schwimmerfee. And then, and then another person was, like, by the person named Shumafi, and, like, they got splattered with paint all over their white shirt. And her name will be, rhyming with, Samantha. And then, she almost went to throw paint back.
That would have started a fight.
Oh, and it was on. Yeah. I had it ready. Bristles were armed and ready. Ready for the attack. And then Miss Peter spotted it right away like an evil eye.
She's got, oh
she's
man.
Just got, I don't understand.
She's got eyes not only on the back of her head, I think she's got them on the side, too, because she can see from the side.
I don't understand. It's just like she wears, there's like mirrors all around her.
It's very confusing.
Very confusing.
Wow.
But I was so close to having a pain fight.
Well, I'm kind of glad you didn't, only because then I would have missed it.
It's true. It would have been terrible.
I would have missed a pain fight.
All right, so good thing that didn't happen.
Well, okay.
But, I guess the other things... tomorrow we're gonna do something special.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Oh, you wanna come to school tomorrow?
Yeah. Oh, so listeners, I got really, really sick. I had bad head cold, and I had to stay home for 2 days, and it was really tough. I really wanted to go in. We wanted to learn more, see what's going on at school, but I couldn't. My nose was really stuffed. My nose was so stuffed up, it was making me talk funny.
Yeah.
It was making me talk funny.
Yeah. She sounded like Gerald, the helper at the library.
Yeah, I sounded a lot. Oh, I sounded a lot like Gerald.
Oh, that's a books. He sounds like really funny.
Yeah, he is kind of a funny
boy. He's got like moths in his throat.
I want moths. You caught me off guard.
I got you.
Wait, what are you talking about?
It is an accurate description.
It does sound like we have little moths fluttering their wings in his float. Interesting. But yeah, so I had to stay home from school, so that's why I'm getting caught up. So wait, so what's going on tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow, we get to send in our votes for a naming of our class pet.
The class pet!
Wait.
The class pet!
Well, don't get too excited. It's not like our class pet is anything to brag about.
But, so we got the class pet already!
We got him.
But.
Exactly. There's nothing to brag about. Nothing to write home about.
But, you say you...
Yes.
You say we have to come up with a name and...
Yep.
And
guess what?
If it was DuPont,
like, that already, it would already have a name. And it doesn't... This one does not have a name. This one is not...
So it's not...
It's not
Jazzy?
It's not DuPont Jazzy.
Well, what is it?
It's a stupid hamster. It's a hamster and he just sits there and he looks at you and he doesn't do anything and he's not a pony.
But then where's Jazzy?
I don't know.
Then where's Jazzy?
I don't know if there ever was a Jazzy.
Stop it! That's not true!
Hey, time to face the facts.
That's not true! Jazzy was a wonderful pony, and he was gonna be our class pet.
He was a beautiful pony,
and we were gonna put ribbons in his hair
and a beautiful flower,
a flower crown,
and he was gonna ride in a magical land,
and we were gonna decorate his hooves with gemstones,
and I was gonna use my bedazzle I just got for Christmas. All of our dreams and hopes are squandered.
I don't understand.
And they were replaced by a furry little disappointment.
A hamster that's like a cotton ball with eyes.
Wait, it's like that thing you have in the bottle of the vitamins before you get to the vitamins.
It's like when your mom does the laundry and she has to clean out the wind drawer.
Yeah, it's like what happens under your couch if your mom doesn't vacuum for a really long time.
Yeah.
That's not a pet.
I want to know what happened to Jazzy.
I'm hoping that he's on a very nice pony farm somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Jazzy, if you're listening to the podcast, I really hope you are listening to podcasts. I hope that you're on a really fun pony farm, and you're getting lots of pets.
You're doing lots of Twix, lots of pony Twix.
Do a different kind of pony Twix, and we really love you, and we wish that you could be our quest pet, but if not, we'll just really happy if you're happy wherever you are.
And if you are the quest pet of some other quest room, it may be like
Benjamin Franklin
elementary. Ben, you know what? I hope you run away and you find us, Jazzy.
Yeah, you could come to my house and we would hide you.
Yeah.
If you gotta escape, Jazzy, and you hear us, you could come to Princess Cecilia's house and we will harbor you.
Yes, Jazzy.
We won't put you in the harbor. We'll harbor you.
Wait. So, yeah.
I feel worse than when I was sick.
Oh, I know. But I suppose for Miss Peters to lessen the blow, she's allowing us to at least name the thing.
Well, I want to name it Stupid.
That's a good one.
I want to name it Not What I Asked For.
Well, that's another one.
I want to name it Thanks. Well, I Hate It.
Perfect.
I want to name it Who Asked For This.
These are four good and reasonable names.
For hamster. So we've had the hamster for 2 days now?
Right.
Oh my gosh. Does he do any Twix?
No.
Doesn't do any Twix?
No. Unless you think sitting in a corner all day long just pewing is a Twix.
I don't think that's a Twix.
I'm pretty sure it isn't. I'm pretty sure being catatonic is not a Twix.
Catatonic? I thought it was a hamster.
You're funny.
Hey, this is a real catastrophe. Oh, man. I could barely laugh about it.
Yeah, you made it funny for a minute. I almost forgot how depressing it was to have a hamster as a quest pet.
So we got a name? Honestly... I'd be happy to name a pony, but to name a hamster, I don't care. It just sounds like work.
I mean,
these are just more chores. This is just more. I got enough stress. I have enough worksheets I gotta catch up on tomorrow.
I mean, how do we expect your immune system to ever get better with all of the stress?
I know.
You're never gonna come back to class.
I know. I feel like.
It's all because of Miss Peters made the poor decision
to get a hamster. You know who's a good hamster, though?
Who?
Hamtaro.
Wait.
Hamtaro's a great hamster.
He's a very wonderful hamster with many adventures.
That name's already taken, though.
Wait, and this hamster, I'm telling you, does not measure up.
Wait, Hamtaro had a series of tunnels underneath his house. He would sneak out of his cage and would enter a tunnel system underneath his house. And then he would connect it to all the other hamster friends, like Bijou and Boss and Zuzuzu and Fifinello and Penelope and Stan and I said Boss.
Wait.
Dimitri.
Uh-huh.
The one with the glasses. Howdy! How do you want an apron? Anyway, they would meet underground and they would get together and they would go on little adventures. And then they would get back in time to be back in the cage. Hey, maybe our quest hamster's doing that. Are you watching them all day?
I'm afraid the only tunnel that our hamster has associated itself with might be like carpal tunnels.
Oh, he's doing a lot of typing?
No, he just eats his food pellets a lot. And he uses his hands.
Wait, food pellets?
Yeah.
What's a food pellet?
Yeah, listen, it's not even, there's like no rhyme or reason to this food. There's no shape to it. I don't even know what it's involved. But there are these little pellets.
A pellet? Like you put in a pellet gun?
Yeah, like a pellet. And you just like drop it into a cage. And he just like sits there and eats it by holding it in between his little tiny dumb hamster hands.
Oh, that's right. And then does he chew everything all the way? Because sometimes hamsters, they'll take everything, they'll shove it in their mouth, and they'll hide it in their cheeks. Like, it's almost like a type of eating disorder.
Yeah, honestly, he makes me feel like I'm watching, it's like the same thing as watching, like, Olivia eat her soup.
oh, it's just repulsive. Say no more. Say no more.
Exactly. Like, sometimes he just, like, he, like, puts a pillow in his mouth, and he, like, swirls it around his mouth, and then, like, spits it back out on his hands, and he starts, like, nibbling on it again, and he's like, ooh. Ugh.
Wait, he's like baby birding himself.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't get it. I don't understand the hamster wife style.
Wait.
I'm not sure about it.
Oh, man.
I just know I never want to take it home.
You're gonna have to.
Well,
you're gonna have to.
I'm just saying.
Honestly, I feel like I wish they had gone with my suggestion of a pack of Cheez-Its.
I wish they would have gone with a pack of Cheez-Its.
If we weren't gonna get jazzy, if we could at least get a delicious snack.
Even though that pack of Cheez-Its doesn't stand a chance like this hamster in my kale.
Wait. Yeah, don't confuse the hamster with a packet of Cheez-Its.
I don't know.
That's what happened in that show, Equus.
It could happen. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess you were watching a lot of TV while you were home, Princess Cecilia.
Yeah, I got really caught up on I love the television.
Me too.
I love TV shows.
I love watching TV, too. I just can't watch it all the time. I'm not allowed.
Yeah. Well, when you're sick, you should try to get sick, because
honestly, I was gonna tell you, like, please, can you infect me before you become uncontagious?
I probably have some old tissues in my trash can.
Well, I'm gonna take some of those home with me and sleep on them tonight.
Yeah, put them in your pillowcase.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I'll just take these home.
Oh, wait. Yeah, you can have them.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I'm glad to go back to school, but it was fun being sick, because you get to watch lots of TV, you can eat whatever, like, snacks you want, and my throat hurt from coughing so much, so my mom got me popsicles.
Oh my god, what flavor popsicles did you get?
It was a mixed berry box.
Oh,
so there was grape, cherry, strawberry, and the fruit punch.
I love it.
Fruit punch is my favorite.
I love all of those, especially the grape berry.
Grape berry.
Grapes are little bellies, yeah.
I think if you put grape, strawberry, and cherry in your mouth at the same time, it probably tastes like fruit punch.
That's probably what fruit punch is.
Oh, you're right.
It's like a punch of fruit.
That's brilliant. I think you're right.
Oh, fruit punch. Bring me back to the days.
Whoa. Sorry.
It's all right.
Sorry, that was a trigger. Okay. I didn't mean to trigger you.
I got this. It's all no problem.
Wait. Jessica!
Yes?
You were getting that faraway look in your eyes.
I'm sorry, they were glazing over,
like...
Ooh, like glazed donuts.
Like a glazed donut. I was just thinking of glazed donuts.
Oh my gosh. I just forgot something.
You just forgot something?
Yeah, I just remembered that I forgot that I remembered something. The other day, I was getting a donut. I don't want to get a donut.
Ooh. Were you at Dunkin' Donuts?
I was at Dunkin' Donuts with my mom.
She was getting a coffee.
And she was getting coffee, and I made her feel really bad that I wasn't getting anything. So she said, you're allowed to get one donut.
Yeah. And that's how you gotta do it.
Oh my goodness, I saw a donut I've never seen before, and I had to get it.
A donut you've never seen before? I feel like you practically are a living Rolodex of donut varieties.
Right, but this was something I've never seen before.
You know everything from apple cinnamon all the way down to zebra stripe.
Because I walked into Dunkin' Donuts and I was thinking, I really wish I had a donut. And I was like, if I had a donut, what donut would I have? I was like, I would have like a chocolate donut. And then I was like, but my favorite is a French quiller. So, what would I do? French quiller. And so I got up to the counter. My mom was like, you may have one donut. And I was like, wow. And I looked, and what did I see? Exactly. A chocolate-covered French quiller.
A chocolate-covered French quiller?
I didn't understand. It's like I imagined it, and it happened.
A chocolate covered French quiller?
There was a chocolate on a French quiller.
That sounds delicious.
It was delicious.
See, French quillers are a lot better than regular donuts because they're crispy. There's more crunch.
Oh, but then they have like that really doughy inside.
Wait.
Oh,
especially if you get them at Dunkin' Donuts and they're not baked very much.
Wait, they never baked
them. They don't finish them up.
They're pretty much raw dough at that point.
Oh, you know what I love?
But this one was like fudge on raw dough.
Oh, my favorite.
What?
It's like, I like it because you get extra donut because there's no hole.
Oh, the Boston Queen.
The Boston Queen.
Yeah. You get, not only do you not have a hole, queen. But you have a filling.
Wait, instead
and
of a hole.
And a topping.
Instead of
so
a hole.
So it's like more bang for your buck.
Absolutely. I love.
There's definitely more donut square footage.
You could tell though when it's been left out a long time because they like, you know, there's a little hole where they injected it with the cream. Right. And then that starts to get kind of shriveled up like somebody's old whips.
Oh, like, yeah. It like
dry
like,
old whips after
just,
a while.
It just like, looked like someone puckering or like, I'm a really great donut. I taste really great. Yeah. I swear.
I promise.
I'm the best donut you ever have. Just eat me.
I'm filled with so much delicious Bavarian buzzer cream.
You must have a little bit of this donut.
But you have to eat me quickly. My hole is shriveling so quickly. I can't talk anymore. Yeah, it's like, they look like those, so I like them flesh.
Yeah. There's another one that is also like that, where it doesn't have a hole in the middle, and it has a crumb topping, and it has an apple in the middle.
The apple crumb, cinnamon, apple crumb.
That one sometimes you have to be in the mood for, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, you do. You know why? Because the compote inside is a little bit chunkier, yeah. So you gotta be ready to do some chewing.
Yeah, and you're like, I'm really not really about the apple right now.
Mm.
You sometimes that seems like it's more of a healthier option.
Yeah, it does. Anything that's fruit.
Yeah.
You know what is something that you gotta be really in the mood for, but when you're in the mood for it, it's all you want.
Wait.
The blueberry glazed.
Oh, absolutely. I have to be in the mood for it.
I gotta walk in knowing I'm gonna get a blueberry glazed.
But sometimes you're like, I'm really glad about this blueberry glazed, because don't they have like that like really big granulated sugar on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really special. That's the only donut that has that.
You're right, it is.
That's really special. Because
at Dunkin' Donuts, that's what they put on top of their muffins. The blueberry muffins are really big.
The big sugar.
But sometimes they make them without it, too, and you have to, like, they'll just give you whichever if you don't specify, but they'll always try to give me the one without it. I'm like, hello.
Have you seen me?
If I didn't want the big sugar crystals on it, I'd let you know.
I mean, have you ever seen a child before?
Yeah, wait. I love Dunkin' Donuts.
I love Dunkin' Donuts.
I love Dunkin' Donuts. I wish they made dipping sauces for their donuts.
Oh, a dipping sauce.
Like, can you imagine having a delicious chocolate glazed donut with a cream cheese dipping sauce?
Stop.
Should I stop? Because I have more ideas.
No, you can keep going.
Okay, great. So then I was also thinking that if you did like one of the apple compote ones, now I know they already have compote in them, but with a little teeny, teeny bit of chocolate sauce.
Uh-huh.
And then you just kind of like, you can't whip it off because it's not a circular donut. Like, you can't make it into sticks.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd have to just dunk it in, but I feel like that would be really good too. Like, the apple and the chocolate. It would take, like, chocolate-covered apples.
I'm not saying I won't like it.
Or even just, like, you know, be
just
really
eat the sauce?
Good.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Oh, that's not what I was going to say.
Oh.
A plain glazed with some lemon curd.
I was thinking of a lemon curd with the apple.
Oh, apple and lemon curd, of course.
But, I mean,
plain would just really bring out the tartness, I think, because it's already a very sweet donut.
Right.
So it will bring out the tartness. I also love completely plain donuts.
I really like completely plain donuts. But there's one donut I don't particularly like, and now it's not coming to mind.
Is it jelly?
No, I love jelly.
I love the jelly donuts.
I love all types of jelly. But when you get like the little munchkin, sometimes they just give you, is it maybe the plain donut? With nothing on it.
Oh, the plain munchkin?
Gross.
Yeah, you know why? Because the plain donut always has a little bit less moisture. It's a little bit more drier.
Yeah.
And so when you get the munchkin version, it is super dry.
It's like very dry.
It's completely dry because they just dropped it in the fryer and took it out, and there was like nothing to shield it from that hot oil. And just
like
ate up all the moisture and just sucked
like
it all up.
It's like a donut that's like crying for something.
Yeah, you know what it's crying for? A delicious cream cheese sauce.
Butter, please. Oh, yeah, cream cheese.
Cream cheese sauce, please. Yeah, precisely. Dunkin' Donuts, if you're listening and you want to be a sponsor of the Princess Celia Magic Castle podcast, We rescind that offer until you start offering dipping sauces with your donuts. Yeah. Then we'll talk. Until then, you can take your mediocre company and keep on making dry donuts. Nice job. I really do love your product, though.
Yeah.
We absolutely love your donuts.
We love your donuts, wish and we will always pay patronage,
too. Right. We just wish there was, if there was dipping sauce, it would be, like, more donut, you know?
Yeah. Dollars to donuts.
Right. Mm-hmm. Isn't it just called Dunkin' now?
I guess so. An America lens on it.
That's... I don't want to get into it, but that's really upsetting to me.
Is that America lens on Dunkin'? Or that it's only called Dunkin'?
Yeah.
Which one?
That it's only called Dunkin'. Well, yeah, and that America's running on... I'll tell you this much. If America runs on Dunkin', America's running on a Y.
Oh.
Because Dunkin' is made by the donuts. How dare you turn your back on the donuts? The thing that made you what you are today, okay? When people go into Dunkin' Donuts, they're like, I would like a donut and this place also, so like, I'll get coffee because I'm here, but you're really there for the donuts. That's what keeps you in. The coffee will get you in the door. The donuts will keep you for life.
Right. It's time to make the donuts.
And then don't even get me started about the Baskin-Robbins situation.
I mean, that was just like a parasite.
It is. I just wanted someone to hack it off. It's like a sea and urchin. It's on a crusty sea urchin on the bottom of a boat.
It was like a dying poltergeist that needed to settle to its host or something.
Precisely.
It was like as if Radio Shack.
The Shack.
The Shack had, like, grabbed onto Staples and said, you must
The Staple
make,
Shack.
You must make one corner of your store a part of our store now.
It's ridiculous. It's nothing like KFC Taco Bell. It's a
completely... Oh, no. That was evil, equal partnership.
Right.
Very, you know, they can go one up against each other.
Right. And it's also, there are some kind of those situations where it's a corner, it's okay. Like, when you go to Target and they've got a Starbucks in a corner, that's really great.
Oh, perfect. And then, like, if you go to Barnes & Noble's and they got a Starbucks in the
corner. Yeah, that's really great.
That's really great.
That's really great. But this is completely different.
Right.
Now, I love ice cream.
Don't get me wrong. I love ice cream as well.
I love ice cream. I love different flavors. I actually, honestly, would probably like Baskin-Robbins flavors if it wasn't in the middle of my freaking Dunkin' Donuts.
Right, if I already wasn't dead set on a donut.
Right! If I wasn't already walking through the door practically drooling, thinking about my blueberry glazed or my apple compote or my delicious Boston cream.
Or perhaps a strawberry with sprinkles.
Oh, you know what I love? It's almost like gonna be Valentine's Day soon, and they're gonna start putting out the Boston cream that's in the shape of the heart.
I really like the donuts that are in shape of things, and then those sprinkles change.
Yeah, the sprinkles are heart shaped. They're wet and pink.
Beautiful artists are white donuts.
Yeah, they're wonderful. You know, I bet Baskin Robbins would do better if they started putting donuts in their ice cream.
Well,
they got the product right there.
I mean, why haven't they thought of it before?
You know, it would be really good. What? You know, we spoke before, listeners, you might remember about Dilly Bars from Dairy Queen.
From DQ.
Now,
if DQ came into Dunkin' Donuts, I don't think I would question it.
Oh, yeah, no, that seems like that would make sense even.
Right.
Because their thing is blizzards.
Right.
They like making like whipped blizzardy, basically, I don't even know what to call it. Is it just called a blizzard?
A blizzard.
Like an ice cream treat.
A frosted treat.
A frosty treat.
A frozen treat.
A frozen treat with stuff in it.
Right.
With toppings. Toppings don't have to be on top anymore, folks.
No, they're like innings.
They're fully incorporated through the entire product. That kind of makes sense because that seems like Dunkin' Donuts kind of like their philosophy is similar to that.
Right.
They're like, hey, you want a coffee with, like, French vanilla and almond sauce and blueberries syrup? Go for it.
Uh-huh.
Baskin-Robbins is just a completely... They just don't share... Their brand identity is so different.
Their brand identity is so different.
I think they base their sales off of cotton candy ice cream, and that can get you so far.
That's why, and birthday cake ice cream.
Yeah, but they don't even do it in a Cold Stone way.
Why? They don't even. Cold Stone is scary to me.
Why is it scary? Because they sing at you?
Yeah, it just scares me when you go in and you have to order. Okay, so Cold Stone Creamery, usually the way they all set up is that, like, imagine the building is like one big rectangle.
Right.
And one whole half of the rectangle is the registers.
Right.
And of a whole half of the rectangle. Like, it just seems like they just sliced their building down the wrong side.
Right.
It should just be, like, one register at the back, and then the rest is, like, fun ice cream and, like, places to sit and, like, maybe some, like, coloring books.
No, you'll have to go online.
I just feel like when you order, you're, like, backed up against a wall practically. Right. And it feels like the walls are closing in on you when it's that red color with the mirrors and you keep seeing reflections of yourself over and over and over again and you can almost see your whips
moving.
And
you're like, a cone or a cup.
You can feel the echo and you're like, I want a cone, but can you put it in a cup so in case it drips?
Exactly. Sometimes I forgot to ask for the cup.
You gotta ask for the cup.
And then I'm dripping.
Yeah.
I want Cold Stone.
It's really delicious.
But you're right. I understand the claustrophobic.
Creamery. Cold Stone Creamery. Claustrophobic Creamery. More like claustrophobic Creamery. If you ask me. If you're asking me.
Nothing like DQ.
Nothing like DQ. Nothing beats a good DQ. Nothing beats it. Oh, one thing might beat it.
What's that?
The ice cream truck.
Whoa.
Mr. Softy.
He's the best.
Now, do you get the frozen, the kinds? Do you get the, sorry, I was just reflecting on the fact that we're talking about ice cream in the middle of a cold front.
Oh, whatever.
Whatever.
Ice cream is always good.
It's all year round. We can't hold on to this until the summer episodes. We gotta get this out now. Do you usually get, like a soft serve from the ice cream truck, or do you get one of the pre-packaged little ice cream bars type thing?
Well, although I really enjoy Tweety Bird and her gumdrop eyes.
Love her.
I have discovered that if you get the milkshake, it is the most ice cream you get.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's the most ice cream in all of the things on the menu. I've tried because I've ordered once of everything on the menu.
Did you use like a scale to figure out?
I did.
You just ate it and saw it. Maybe.
Yeah.
Did you feel how sick you felt after?
Yeah, I was like, oh, this is more ice cream. So I want ice cream.
See, I really love, I have like a top four actually. I love, maybe I should round it off, make it a top five. Anyway. I love snow cones.
Yeah.
I love the snow cones. The only thing I don't like is if it's been in the back of the freezer.
Ow.
I know, and then you can't crack it. And then sometimes what I'll do is I'll weave it in the plastic, and I'll bash it against the side of somebody's car to stop breaking it off. Well,
it's a really good idea, because usually if I have a really hard one, I just have to suffer through it.
You could chip a tooth. You could chip a tooth that way.
Oh, trust me. I have met many a bleeding gums.
So, yeah, you weave it. Well, now you know for next time. Next time you get a snow cone.
Just bash it up or
side. Yeah, weave it in
a
plastic and just bash it against the side of somebody's car. And then you open it and then the top whale is cracked and you can get into that delicious fruity goodness.
Makes sense.
Then my next favorite is a Chipwich.
Oh, I loved Chipwich.
I love that because it's like two desserts.
Right. It's
almost like sweet, actually, because you have the chocolate chips on the outside.
Cookies.
Oh, well then, I'm thinking you got the chocolate ice chips on the sweet. Outside.
Wait.
Chocolate, ice cream inside, and then two cookies.
Yeah.
That's like so many desserts. Then I love the screwballs.
The screwballs. Is that the one with the push? No, those are the push pops.
It's not push pop. It's it looks like the shape of a cone, but it's more flat on the top, and it's like the sorbet kind.
Right.
But then at the bottom of the cone,
yeah.
The little bottom, there's a little gumball in there.
That's right.
There's a little gumball in there.
I like that one too.
They're delicious. Then I love the Rocket.
The Rocket one.
Yeah, with the red. The only thing is that the wet is my favorite part, and you always have to eat it first.
White.
I wish they would make some inverted wokets. So you could eat the blue first and the white, then the wet.
I feel like it's trying to teach you an important lesson.
About how... I guess I haven't learned it yet.
I don't know. I haven't learned it either, but it sounds like if you are forced to enjoy the best part first...
Then... Actually, I think that might be a lesson.
That's gotta mean something.
I think that might be a lesson. I read an article about some lady who died... And when her kids went to clean out her house, don't worry, listeners, you can keep your pens and pencils out. I'll get back to the wanking in a moment. She died.
Wait.
And when her kids went to clean out her house, she had all of these beautiful... Probably, that wasn't in the article.
Oh.
She had all of these beautiful, like, dresses and shoes and perfumes and handbags. And a lot of them were, like, nice dresses that were still in the box that had never been worn.
Right.
Or, like, beautiful shoes that, like, obviously she was saving for a special occasion.
Right.
Or perfume that was brand new or only had been spritzed once. But, you know, she died now, so she can't... That special occasion will never come up.
Right.
So the article was about, like, look, if you have... Like, for me, I have, like, my gel pens.
Right.
And my favorite one is the purple one. And so I used to save the purple one for last. First, I would use the green, then I would use the blue, then I would use the pink, then I would use the orange, then I would use the red, then I would use the purple last. But then, what if I, like, lost them before I got to the purple one?
You never even got to use the purple one.
I would never even get to use it. So it was about how you should, if you have something that you really love, then you should use it because... Don't know if you're always going to have a chance.
Well, goodness. This changes everything.
Mm-hmm. And that, listeners, brings me to my number one favorite ice cream from the ice cream truck, which I always order because it's my favorite, so who knows when I'll get a chance to get the other ones, is SpongeBob SquarePants.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain.
I can't hear you.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Oh.
Oh. We don't have to copyright on that one.
Yeah. We gotta stop it off there. Wait, we could freeze out. Who has the most delicious ice cream?
SpongeBob. Mr. Softy. Wow.
That's how I feel about ice cream and also... The fragility of life.
Right.
It's like a curtain that blows in the wind. I guess.
I suppose.
Wife is not, sorry, not ice cream.
Not ice cream.
Not ice cream. No, if your ice cream blows in the wind, it might fall on the ground.
Oh, no.
Oh.
If it's blowing in the wind, then why are you having ice cream? It's a little too cold, probably.
That's true. I wonder if Olivia likes ice cream because a lot of people let their ice cream melt and they turn it into what they call...
Ice cream soup.
That's why.
That's probably the only way she eats ice cream, which I think is disgusting.
I hate ice cream soup.
I think ice cream soup is disgusting. If you cannot eat your ice cream
in a timely manner, then maybe you shouldn't be eating ice cream, or maybe you have too much.
Or maybe there's just, you know, something wrong with you.
Wait.
Like, get your priorities straight.
Right. If you're gonna have an ice cream... Sit down and have your ice cream. Don't be tweeting and Facebooking and reading articles and watching TV.
Yeah. Don't
eat your ice cream. Otherwise it's gonna turn into ice cream soup.
Gross. Don't disappoint Mr. Softy.
Wait. He got that just for you.
I made a beautiful ice cream treat for you.
Yeah.
It turn into soup.
I bet Olivia only eats ice cream soup. You're so white.
You're gross.
You're so white.
So gross.
I bet she, you know when you leave whipped cream too long on the side of your plate? Like if you get chocolate cake and there's a little whipped cream like in the corner.
And it starts turning back into milk?
It turns back into milk. I bet she eats it like that.
Ugh. She eats whipped cream milk.
Gross.
And ice cream soup.
Gross. Absolutely disgusting.
Terrible.
Ugh. Wow.
Ew.
Wow, that really made me think.
About terrible ice cream soup?
No, just about the whole hamster situation.
Oh.
You know, I'm not happy that we don't have Jazzy, but I think we gotta give this hamster a chance.
I suppose so.
I honestly think we gotta give this hamster a chance. Think of all the other things that are, like, what really matters in life, you know? Eating your ice cream. Mm. Not letting it turn into ice cream soup.
Mm.
Getting your favorite Dunkin' Donuts donut.
Right.
Going to Cold Stone Creamery and not freaking out.
Right.
Going to the KFC Taco Bell and ordering from either of the menus. Those are the things that matter.
Right.
Those are the things that matter. And this hamster, if he's so stupid, he's probably too stupid to know he's stupid, so it's not his fault.
I guess you're right.
It's not his fault. It's not his fault. He's so stupid. He's just a stupid hamster. We were expecting something more like Jazzy.
Wait. I guess all expectations were pretty high.
A brilliant steed. But we got the hamster instead.
Yeah.
I guess I learned a lot while I was sick.
Well, I guess there's a lot more for me to learn.
You gotta get sick. You gotta get sick and do some learning. You gotta stay home from school so you can learn something.
I need to learn.
You really gotta learn.
That's it. I'm going around and wicking every hand, doorknob I see.
Well, there's like 12 in my house.
Perfect.
If not more. Oh, and I forgot closets.
You had to have touched at least like one of them.
Yeah. Ooh, I think the dirty, the quilt I used on the couch when I was sick is probably still in the laundry basket.
Oh, perfect. I'm gonna hit the laundry room up.
Yeah, hit up the laundry room. You got the tissues. You're gonna put those in your pillowcase. Hit up the laundry room. You could get my quilt. Maybe take it home. Make yourself into a little burrito.
A sick nest.
A sick nest, right, exactly.
I will quite incubate the germs.
Brilliant.
So I can learn something.
Brilliant. Well, that sounds great, Jessica.
Yeah, it sounds like a plan.
Sounds like a plan. Well, listeners, if you've been sick over the past, I guess in your whole life, if you want to write in and tell us about how you got sick and what you learned while you were sick, you can send us an email at princesscecilia'smagiccastle@gmail.com. Or you can follow us on Instagram, Princess Cecilia's Magic Castle on Instagram. You can send us a DM and tell us if you learned anything when you were sick, if it was from Dr. Phil or just from your own brain.
Or maybe you learned something just now from Princess Cecilia, like I do every day.
Well, I hope you guys did. All right. We'll see you next time.
All right.
Bye.
This has been a Rhino Comedy production. Find us on Instagram at rhinos_r_funny, rhinocomedy.com, Rhino Comedy on Facebook, and live comedy every Friday and Saturday night at 96 Lafayette Ave in Suffern, New York.